Welcome back to the show. A little Green Day getting us started there. Brutal Love from their latest album. I want to turn now to, we touched on it last hour with Senator Patrick Brazeau. I want to turn now to the Idle No More Aboriginal protest movement. This is a movement for Aboriginal rights that has been growing in recent weeks and months in this country. We have seen blockages of bridges and rail lines. There have been things like flash mobs of circle dancers and marches to decry the treatment of Canada's First Nations. It began with four women in Saskatchewan who rallied together in opposition to Bill C-45. You remember that, of course. That was the omnibus budget bill. They were worried that it would erode the Indian Act and other aspects, other laws that protect Aboriginal rights in Canada. Certainly has gained much higher profile through Chief Theresa Spence, who right now is on Victoria Island in the Ottawa River. Of course, she is the head of Attawapiskat, the remote region that experienced a housing crisis in the dead of winter. And Theresa Spence has been on a hunger strike now, day 26 and counting, asking for a meeting with Stephen Harper. She will get that meeting. The Prime Minister has agreed to meet with her and other Aboriginal leaders next Friday, the 11th of January, to have a sit down and to discuss. And I want to continue this discussion here on Viewpoints about the Idle No More movement, and also what is at stake here. And I want to talk to a Métis woman who is originally from Alberta, now based in Montreal. Chelsea Vowell is an educator, a lawyer, Aboriginal rights commentator, also a blogger and a writer. Right now, the work she's doing in Montreal is teaching Inuit youth who are at risk. Chelsea, thanks for being on Viewpoints today.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your view of this Idle No More movement and its importance.
Well, basically, there's been a lot of issues that have been in the news recently over the past year or so with things like the housing crisis in Attawapiskat. There's always the issue of lack of access to potable water on reserve, things like that. These issues come up periodically, and Canadians may be made aware of them from time to time. But basically, Idle No More is about raising awareness about the fundamental relationship between Canada and Indigenous peoples here, that a lot of these problems that we're seeing in the community stem from the broken relationship. So the importance of Idle No More is collaborating with Canadians to revisit the relationship and build it into something more positive into the future.
And just the actual name, I mean, Idle No More, the idea here, very much a call to action.
Yeah. I mean, the name itself, nobody chose that. We don't have a PR unit that sat and came up with it. Sometimes it's a bit unfortunate. You know, people are like, oh, you've always been idle.
Right.
It's not about that. But, I mean, we can look at it now and take it, you know, as it is and say, okay, how about all of us get up and actually do something about this? This isn't just about asking the government to make changes from the top down. We're asking all Canadians to engage in this, becoming educated about this, because these issues are not just our issues. They're issues that affect all Canadians.
Let's talk a little bit about the current situation with Theresa Spence. And you and I and many people listening, of course, have heard both sides on this issue. And there are those out there who commend what Theresa Spence has done, is doing, and she will get her meeting with the Prime Minister. And there are also those who say, you know, basically she's holding the Prime Minister hostage with her own life, effectively her own health. I mean, how would you respond, let's say, to that criticism, that what she's done is sort of sets a dangerous precedent?
I think that when these sorts of actions are taken outside of Canada, most Canadians will look at that as a legitimate form of protest, as a way of raising awareness about an issue, because it is attention-seeking. It's supposed to get people thinking about the issues and talking about them. That's what it's there for. That's why you do it. And you do it in a way that really puts your money where your mouth is. You know,
right.
puts your health where your mouth is. You know, you commit to the cause and you bring awareness to it. So Canadians could look at that happening overseas and say, yeah, that's legitimate, that's okay. But I think that the dialogue and the relationship in Canada is so poisoned that, you know, I constantly say maybe familiarity breeds contempt. Well, I think it's actually ignorance breeds contempt. There's all these ideas about us going on in Canada. So when Canadians see an Indigenous person taking this sort of action, it's not seen as legitimate because our issues are not seen as legitimate. And I think that that's a problem. I think that that's something that we have to address. And you might not agree with what she's done, but it is starting those conversations.
When you talk about a poisoned relationship, what do you mean by that?
Well, the fact is that most Canadians, I think, and certainly the Canadian government, do not acknowledge that there continues to be a colonial relationship between the Canadian state and Indigenous peoples. I think that when you hear the word colonialism, you think of, you know, the 19th, 18th century. You know, it's past. It's gone. Bad things happened, but things are better now. We don't take that view. And I think that, you know, internationally, it's quite supportable that what's going on in Canada continues to be colonialism. So the poison relationship that I'm speaking about is that inability to critically look at the relationship as something that is seriously wrong, is a human rights abuse, basically. We're saying, yes, it is, and Canada's saying, you're crazy, it's not. So I think that's at the root of a lot of it.
We've been talking to Chelsea Vowell. She's an educator, lawyer, Aboriginal rights commentator, and also a blogger, quite prolific as well. We're talking about the Idle No More movement, and we're going to continue our discussion as well with Chelsea coming up. I want to get your take, too, on it, folks out there listening. What do you think about this movement? What do you think they've got, you know, a leg to stand on? Do you think this is going to make a difference? Do you think that this is going to make people wake up and pay attention and maybe bring about some real change? Give us a call, 514-790-0991. You can also go to our Facebook page, of course. You can also send us a text to 514-800.